Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity, and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for mindset, motivation, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danny Cole. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And if you like this show, or any show we've done in the past, or you want to replay a show, go to Spotify, pull up Stronger Than Failure, or just go straight to the website, strongerthanfailure.com, click on podcast, and you have the entire archive there at your fingertips. All right, guys, you know I love you, and you know I'm going to bring you great content every show, and a lot of our listeners love real estate. They're already in real estate, they're moving, they're either real estate flippers or investors, or they're real estate agents, but we've got a lot of guys that want to get into real estate, want to get into the house flipping aspect, want to get into short-term, long-term rentals. So for everyone, you're going to love our guest today. Today, we have got owner of Chaotic Real Estate Solutions, Justin Shipp. Justin started his real estate career just 5 years ago, just after losing his job as the manager and lead painter at a custom car shop where he did painting and powder coating. He jumped headfirst into wholesaling and then gradually moved into fix and flips, going from a previous salary of only $55 a year to multiple six figures. This man is amazing. He is a beast, and I'm glad and excited to have him on the show. So without further ado, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's going on? Talking me up real high over there.
Bro, shoot, I'm just barely scratching the surface. After talking to you before the show and just reading everything, dude, you're amazing, man. Seriously, it's an honor to have you on the show.
I appreciate it, man. It's good to be here.
I appreciate it. So, dude, tell me, how did you get started in business? Like, did you always want to be in real estate? Was your family in it? What were the steps there?
Man, to be honest, I grew up poor. No one in my family was involved in real estate whatsoever. I'd never even thought about going into real estate. In fact, after I bought my first house, I never even wanted to buy another house again. It was such a pain in the ass. Sorry for the language and stuff, but man, it was a terrible experience for my first house. It took like 6 months to get pre-approved and go through all that because I was barely making enough money to even get by, much less buy a house. So it was tough. So No, I did not have any prior experience in real estate. Never even thought about getting into real estate. It was kind of a happen chance kind of thing, you know?
Really?
So before I got into real estate, I was a lead manager of a car shop over in Marietta, Georgia. We did custom car painting, powder coating, ceramic coating, all kinds of stuff like that. And I'd been there for 7 years. And on the side, I was also painting airplanes at Delta.
That's pretty cool.
I was making what I thought was pretty good money at the time, but obviously $55,000 is really not a lot of money. But at the time, I thought I was doing pretty good. But I lost my job.
Well, how old were you at the time?
Well, I'm 32 now, so like 5 years ago, about 27.
I mean, 55, if you think about it, you're 27 years old, 55 grand. You're like, all right, things are going pretty good.
But, I definitely could be better.
Yeah, always. And,
so I had a goal in mind. I was like always wanting to make at least 100 grand a year. Like that was my goal. You know, I want to make six figures. Well, with me working two jobs, I was kind of burning the candle at both ends. And eventually it caught up to me. My boss gave me an ultimatum. He was like, you got to quit Delta or you got to quit here. You can't do both jobs. It's wearing you out. It's affecting your performance at work. Mm-hmm. So I quit Delta. We came to a decision and I quit Delta because I liked the car stuff more. And I kept doing that for a little while, but it just was not going the way I was wanting it to go. And me and my boss were having some altercations at work. We was getting in each other's faces about
the professional disagreements, you know.
So he had his vision and I had mine, and since with me being the manager and running everything, I thought my way was the best. Well, eventually he fired me and I was like, you know what, it's time for a change. Posted on my Facebook, hey guys, does anybody have anybody that's hiring? I need a job ASAP. You know, at this time I was about a month behind on my mortgage, so I lost my job. I was already living paycheck to paycheck.
And you were married at the time, too, correct?
What's that?
I said you were married at the time, too,
yes,
correct?
Yeah, dude, married, so, yeah. Had three kids.
Bro, so married, three kids, no job, and then a month behind on the mortgage.
Yep. So it was tough, man. So I was hustling on the side, you know, like fixing bikes and stuff, because I've always been good at working on motorcycles and cars. I was fixing bikes on the side, odding in jobs around the neighborhood, whatever I could to make money, until I found me a job. And a buddy of mine named Ben, he was in real estate at the time, he reached out to me. He's like, hey, I got an opportunity for you. I'm like, okay, what's up? He's like, come to this seminar thing and you can get started in real estate. It's only
$2,000
to start. And I'm like, what? I was like, I don't got $2,000. He goes, if you're hungry for real estate, you'll find a way to make $2,000 and do it. I'm like, well, I don't know anything. He goes, watch these videos and all this stuff. And, you know, honestly, I'm glad that I chose to do it. But looking back, it was a waste of money and time. It was bullcrap. But anyways, I went to this seminar. I paid the $2,000.
Bro, so it was $2,000 just to go to the seminar?
Yeah, it was like a class, like real estate school, as you will, right?
Gotcha.
Like a boot camp thing, okay. Right? So I figured out a way to make $2,000. I pulled some shit out of my ass, you know, and
made
I made it happen, yeah. Right? So I got it. I applied for some credit cards, and I used half of it for a credit card, put the other half down. Anyways, I paid for it. I got it. 6 months of doing this boot camp, I hadn't learned crap really about real estate. So I was like, while going to these classes, I mean, I finally found another job, by the way.
I got another job
working at another paint shop and stuff. And I was doing that for a while. And every day after work, I would go into the bathroom, do a quick wash down in the bathroom sink, change into some nice dress clothes, and go to these real estate events almost weekly. Right. But I wasn't learning nothing. So I started reaching out to realtors, lenders, brokers, attorneys, anybody I knew that was in real estate at all. Like, I would literally just Google real estate and just start calling random people that I found on Google.
And what would you call them and say, like, what was the deal?
I'd be like, hey, I'm a real estate investor local to the area. Just kind of got into this particular market. I was wanting to find out some questions I might have about, you know, y'all's contracts here in the area and, you know, who's the best attorney to go to and just et cetera. I'd like call a realtor, ask them some questions, call the brokers, ask them some questions, call the attorney, ask them questions. And I slowly started piecing together the puzzle of how to do wholesaling. And that's how I got started into real estate.
Okay, wholesaling. So wholesaling is the first part.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I basically learned wholesaling from the seminar.
Real quick, because a lot of listeners don't know what wholesaling is.
Yeah.
Give them a quick overview of what wholesaling is and then go into it.
Absolutely. So I learned wholesaling from this seminar. They talked about it, but that's all they did. They didn't tell you how to do it. They just like, oh, you can make a lot of money wholesaling. So I started Googling, like, what is wholesaling? How do I do it? Et cetera. So basically wholesaling is you basically find vacant properties or properties that people want to sell that's not on market, not listed with a realtor, and you find these houses that might be in distress or, you know, foreclosure, whatever the case may be. You find these houses that somebody might want to buy but are not listed for sale. And you convince that person, the owner, to sell that property for whatever price you need it at for it to make sense to buy it. And then you get it under contract. And then while you have it under contract, you find a buyer that's willing to pay you more than what you negotiated it down to. So for an example, you got a house that's worth, we'll keep the numbers simple, let's say it's worth $200,000.
All right.
The house needs $50,000 in repairs to make it nice, $50,000 in repairs. So $200,000 house minus $50,000 in repairs minus whatever profit you want to make, let's say another $50,000. Minus realtor fees, closing costs, et cetera, let's say another $20,000, you need to offer $80,000 for that house. So you need to offer $80,000 for that house. Right? And then you turn around and you find a buyer that's willing to pay you $90,000 for that house. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I started off doing that. I found all the information I needed to offline through, you know, other real estate sources. Facebook, there's a bunch of groups for it.
Now, is it real difficult as far as the wholesaling aspect when you first got into it?
It is. It's very time consuming. And since I didn't have a mentor, I didn't have no one guiding me, I had to learn it all on my own. Now, luckily, my very first deal was so easy that I went, oh my God, this is all it takes. This is easy. This is easy. I'll do this all the time. So my first deal, I finally got the courage to try to do my first deal, right? And my very first deal, I posted up on my Facebook, hey, does any of my friends have any houses that they've seen in their neighborhoods, down the street, whatever, that's been vacant, distressed, whatever, that you'd like to see fixed up? If so, next time you go buy it, write down the address and send it to me on a Facebook Messenger. And if I buy it, I'll throw you $500.
There you go.
So that was my very first Facebook post to do with real estate, really. And within hours, a friend of mine, I believe his name was Will, he hit me up. He's like, hey, there's actually a house right across the street from where I live that is vacant. It's been vacant for like 5 years. And the bank just put a sign on the yard saying that it's for sale. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, banks, they're hard to deal with. You know, it's corporate. I'm probably going to have to get realtors involved, right?
Yeah.
So I decided to call the bank anyway. I called the bank, and it was a small bank that I'd never heard of. It wasn't like Wells Fargo, BB&T stuff. I was like, oh,
little mom and pop bank.
Yeah, so I was like, this is weird, so I'll call this bank. So I called them. They were like, oh, yeah, let me put you in contact with our real estate department. So guy picked up. He's like, oh, yeah, we want to sell that house. We'll take 12 grand for it. I'm like, 12 grand?
Really?
I was like, well, y'all take three? Because I'd actually, like, scrapped up some money, and I had, like, 3 grand. And I was like, will you take, like, 3 grand for it? They're like, no, we won't take 3 grand. I was like, oh, man, okay. Well, if y'all decide to take 3 grand, let me know. So I get my number. 2 weeks later, they call me back. They're like, hey, we won't take 3 grand, but we're willing to come down to 7 just to get rid of it. And I was like, well, y'all do 55.
And they were like, I love it.
They're like, no, we don't do 55. How about this? We'll do 57. I was like, really? I was like, all right, I'll send you a contract. So I sent them a contract.
That is awesome, man.
That day. And then I immediately, after I got it under contract, I listed it back on Facebook. I took a picture of it, posted on Facebook. I said, hey, does any of my friends want to buy this house? I was going to buy it. I'll sell it for $9,300. Right?
And it's a quick 2 grand turnaround. Yeah, boom.
My buddy Chris, he hit me up. He goes, dude, I'll take that house. $9,300. I got cash. I'll buy it tomorrow. I was like, sweet.
Let's do it.
So I sent both contracts. I got them both under contract. Sent both contracts to a closing attorney that I found. He walked me through the whole process of wholesaling over the phone, and I told him what I got and who I had buying it and stuff. He's like, okay, just send me everything, and we'll get it handled. 2 weeks later, I closed on it, made 3 grand, and then I was like, wow, okay. I made 3 grand. I made a whole month's salary in 2 days.
Dude, that is awesome.
So I was like, all right, this is easy. Let's go ham on this thing.
Yeah.
So then I started getting business cards, hats, shirts. I was going all stickers out. And I was blasting stuff all over the place. I was going through McDonald's and Burger King drive-thrus, slapping stickers and flyers on their windows and stuff. And I was on every Facebook group I could get on. It's like, hey, does anybody have a house they want to sell? Does anybody have a house they see vacant, et cetera? And I did that consistently, almost daily, for a whole year. And I was locking up at least minimum one deal a month.
Dude, that's great.
And
so especially like you said earlier,
yeah,
just no prior knowledge, just jumping into it. I've got to make something happen. I'm going to make something. That mentality, that mindset, absolutely, is everything, dude.
Yeah, and so I did that for about 6 months until the point where it started interfering with my job again.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do two jobs. New boss gave me an ultimatum. He's like, quit job, do real estate. I was like, see ya. I'm doing real estate. So I jumped right in and just started, and as soon as I went full-time, because I was no longer part-time,
mm-hmm,
then I was able to really dedicate all my time to it. So from that point, I was driving around daily. Like, during my 9-to-5 job, hey, I was driving every single neighborhood I could find within a 30-mile radius of my house and just dipping on every single back road I could, writing down addresses, trying to research the owners, going and door-knocking on people's houses, leaving notes in people's mailboxes, whatever I could do to lock up deal, and then it started getting real good.
All right, so question. All right, when you was doing it part-time, like, how many hours were you putting in part-time? Because you had the job, then you was working this part-time, and then how many hours were you putting in, like, the second year when you was really going in it full-time?
So when I first started, I mean, I was working a 40, 50-hour-a-week normal job, plus driving to and from work. So I had very little time to actually dedicate to it. So when I first started, the first 6 months to a year, really I was only putting in maybe 5 hours, 6 hours a week. Maybe a little bit more than that occasionally, but yeah, it was mainly just posting up on Facebook and going on like Facebook Marketplace, Zillow, whatever. And while I was at work, I would just literally be like in between painting cars and stuff. I'd be looking on Zillow and stuff for houses and calling them real quick and like, hey.
Yeah. And so you still had more hours in, yeah? Because I was curious, you're working a full time job because you got the family, the kids. And that's what I want. Because everyone listening, no matter where you're at in life, you can attain more. You can work that 40-hour week, 50-hour week job for somebody else, but always do something for yourself. If you want financial freedom, just like Justin's got, you've got to do things on your own. Find that extra time until it's your full time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And it was hard. No joke. I mean, yeah. It was tough. I have three kids and a wife and basically working two jobs for a good year, you know, before I got it really going. And my wife, I'll be honest with you, she was really giving it to me. Like, hey, you need to find a full-time job and stop doing the real estate. You know, you're wasting a lot of time. And none of my family supported me. Mm. None of my friends or anybody. Like, I was posting up on Facebook and people were like, you can't do that. That sounds illegal and blah, blah, blah. And I was having to delete people. And finally, yeah. I got so tired of it, I literally deleted my Facebook and started a whole new Facebook and only added real estate professionals on it.
And now, how much easier did that make life?
Oh, it was way better because you cut out all the negativity and you was able to focus on what your goal was and surround yourself with the same people with the same goals as you. Yep. Everybody on my Facebook pretty much is all involved with real estate or business owners.
Yeah.
So that helps you to obtain that mindset you need to really succeed. I mean, what's that saying? Like,
you're the sum of the five people you hang around the most.
Yep. Yes, exactly. So if you're hanging around all these people that are negative, that have no goals, that think that whatever you're doing is illegal or shady because they don't know anything.
Well, a lot of people, man, they'll throw shade just because, like, they don't think that they can do it, so they don't want you to do it because it makes them feel like they're less of a person when they see you succeed. That's why they tell you, you know, it's crowded at the bottom, and there's a lot of room at the top because so many people are at the bottom. They don't want to step up, climb up that ladder to really achieve more, man. But, yeah, sometimes you have to cut the negative people out. You have to. Otherwise, again, they'll just be on your coattails pulling you back like an anger, and before you know it, you can't get anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to surround yourself, like you just said, with the right-minded people.
Man, I can't tell you how many times my old boss would, like, walk up to me and, like, just give me so much heat and flack about me doing real estate stuff and just so negative to me. Like, you need to focus on work and stop trying to chase these crazy dreams of yours of, you know, being rich in real estate. You know, you're an idiot and all this stuff. And
really?
I'm like, all right, I'm going to prove it. And now I'm sure I make a lot more money than him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure you're happier than him. if he's talking that way to you on the job, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're in a lot better mental state than that guy is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's a good feeling when you get to a point where you're no longer stressed out about job and money and security and everything else. Like, my last job, man, I was stressed. I was always stressed out about money. And the people that say, you know, money don't buy happiness, well, they're full of crap because it really does. The moment you start making good money and you have that freedom and you have that security and you're not worried about, are you going to be able to pay your bills that week? That feels good.
Yes.
And it makes you happy. I promise.
Dude, it's funny you say that. Just the other day, me and my mom, because we talk about business a lot, and she said the same thing. She said, people say that money can't buy you happiness. She said, they've never been broke, have they? She said, money will buy you happiness because you can go out, you can take care of your family, your friends if they need things, or you can go on vacation, whatever you need. Money will buy you happiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm not saying money is everything, but
no.
Man, it does help your life a lot.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful for how far I've come in 5 years. I mean, it feels good.
All right. So from the first year, you was doing about, you know, one deal a month. Then you went full time to year number two. How did things take off? And as far as like the money to get started, dude, that's what a lot of our listeners want to know too. I had a buddy of mine I was talking to earlier. He's like, dude, man, ask Justin, man, as far as like credit wise, you got to have good credit getting into the business to do the wholesaling or flipping. And what about cash? Like what do you got to have there?
So I'm going to be straight up honest. My credit still sucks.
Really?
If I want something, I got to pay cash for it.
Like, I can help you out with the credit.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about it because my credit's not that great. I've been working on it for the last 2.5 years trying to get it to a good spot. But back when I first started real estate, like I said, I was behind on my mortgage.
Yeah.
So I was maxing out credit cards monthly just to scrape by and feed my kids and stuff. Like, I wasn't making good money. I was hustling, trying to get by. And, dude, man, it took a long time to get out of that hole. So my credit was like 500 for a couple of years, and you know it's just now getting to close to 700 now, but it's taken two and a half, three years to get there.
I can talk to you after the show, man. A little bit of tips and everything, because I wrote a book on credit repair, different things.
Oh, perfect.
I can help you out with that.
Awesome. So when I first got into real estate, I was broke, no credit, and you do not have to have money to get in real estate. That's a myth. That's a lie. Now it depends on what you're trying to do, though, and. You can't go in with no money and no time. You got to have one or the other.
Yeah.
You know. So if you don't have money, you better have a lot of time on your hands. Luckily, I had a little bit of time and I made it work. But really, it comes down to how hard you're willing to hustle, and you know how hungry you are for success. So when I got started, literally, I scraped together $2,000 for that seminar, which was a complete waste of money.
Yeah.
All right. If I could have gone back, I would have used that money for marketing. Okay. But getting started, as long as you have a vehicle and some gas, and you got some pen and some paper, that's all you need. All this crap about needing VAs, virtual assistants, by the way, if anyone don't know what that is. You don't need virtual assistants. You don't need all these apps and softwares. You don't have to pull 30,000 lists and cold call 50,000 people a month and all that crap. You can literally get a deal a month just by driving around and door knocking on houses, and all it's going to cost you is gas. Gas and time. For an example, I'll give y'all one real good one right here. Not even 2 weeks ago. In fact, it was last week. A buddy of mine, it's actually my stepkid's dad.
Right.
We're actually friends.
Cool. And that's good. That's good to be like.
Yeah.
That dude.
And he hit me up. He goes, "Justin, I've been kind of wanting to talk to you about the real estate thing. You mind if I like tag along with you one day and just kind of ride around, see what you do?" I was like, "Sure. Let's go look at one of my houses that I'm flipping, and we'll ride around. I kind of show you kind of what I look for as far as houses go." No joke. Jumped in the Viper. We rent to the first house I was wanting to show him.
Hey guys, I just want y'all to hear that real quick. Not to cut you off. My man was only 5 years ago making $55,000 a year, got fired from the job. Now he's riding a Viper going around looking at houses. I'm telling you, this man is blessed and he's knocking it out, hustling, you know, and knocking it out.
Don't get me wrong, that car is not very expensive, but I'm pretty frugal with my money as far as buying stuff. But so we jumped in this car, right? And we went and looked at this house in Bremen that I bought. And I'm just showing him, walking around the house. There's contractors working on it right now. And I'm showing them what we did, showing them pictures of what it looked like before and kind of what we're doing to it. But when we left, I was like, "Hey, let's just jump down a couple of these back roads. I haven't been over here in this area that much. Let's go look around, see if we can find any vacant houses." Mm. First road we come up to, there's a house in the corner, vacant. I was like, "Oh man, let's pull in this driveway real quick." He's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I just want to look at the house." So I'm taking pictures of the house real quick, looking at it, decided to pull it up on tax records. That's all you need, phone and gas, right? So I literally pull it up on tax records. I'm like, "Oh, wait a second, the owner's mailing address is on the same road. Hold on. Oh, wait, they live right across the street."
Really?
So I'm like, "Hey, let's walk over there." So I literally, from that house, walk across the street, knock on the door, lady comes out. I said, "Hey, is this your house across the street?" She goes, "Yes, it is." I said, "How long have you owned it?" She said, "About 5 years." I said, "Would you be interested in selling it?" She goes, "I possibly would." I said, "Well, let me leave you my card, and if you and your husband maybe decide that y'all want to sell it, I'd love to make y'all a cash offer." She goes, "Okay, great. I'll let him know, and maybe he'll call you later." I said, "Okay, sounds good." Jumped in the car. We left. That was it. He was like, "Oh, is that easy?" I'm like, "Well, she's probably not going to call, but you never know."
Yeah.
We get 10 minutes down the road. I get a call. Guy, it's the husband. He calls me. He goes, "Hey, turn around. Come back. I'm at the house right now. I just pulled up." So I come back. We start talking. He goes, "Let's walk over and look at the house." So we walked over, looked at the house. Now, in my head, while I'm sitting there, I'm kind of configuring the rehab and what's it going to cost.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the ARV real quick while I'm walking around the house. I'm looking to see what it's worth after I fix it up and all this stuff. And I'm kind of in my head figuring up, okay, I'm probably going to need to offer him like $70,000 for this house. So I don't know if he's going to take that or not, but we'll see. So finally, we get around the whole house. We look. I say, "So, sir, you have a price in mind that you might want to sell this house for?" He goes, "Yep, I want $55,000 for it."
Bro.
So I said, "Okay, great. I will go home right now, print off a contract, and I'll see you back tonight." So that's what I did. I literally
That is amazing.
Drove, and that was the first house I looked at last week on that day with my buddy in the car.
Your buddy's probably like, "Holy cow, are you kidding me?"
He's like, "You just bought that for $55,000? I'm like, "Not yet, but we're going to buy it for $55,000. And he's like, "I'll buy it from you for $55,000 if you don't want it." I'm like, "No." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
So, say, "I want it. Yeah, we're good, yeah."
So, but it can be that easy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's that easy because you're gonna go talk to a lot of people. You're going to knock on a lot of doors. You're going to waste a lot of gas before you find a deal sometimes. I know people that have been trying to get their first deal for like 2 years, but they're just not hungry. They're not looking hard enough.
Gotcha.
You know, they're not hustling hard enough. They're kind of half in, half out. And when you're in this business, you got to be all in. And you just got to get out there and hustle and drive and talk to people.
All right, so being all in, like, so what is that in detail for listeners? Like, being all in, not just doing it, you know, haphazardly. Like, what do you got to, if you want to be successful in this business, what would you tell somebody?
You got to be hungry. You got to be motivated. You got to be self-motivated. Mm. You know, you can't be relying on other people to be like, "Hey, Justin, get out there and find you a house." No, you got to want it yourself. Like, the problem when I first got started, like I said, I didn't have nobody really supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to want it for myself to be successful. So I got out there, and I was willing to do whatever it took to prove everybody wrong, you know? And that actually motivated me even more, because everybody was telling me, you can't do this, you're not going to, you know, this ain't going to be a very reliable career, you know, you need to just get a 9-to-5 job, mm-hmm. you know, you're not built for entrepreneur. I'm like, what? You can't tell me what I feel like. I will make this happen just because you told me I couldn't.
Exactly.
And I did.
See, and that's amazing, dude.
And, you know, 2 years after being in it, you know, the first year, I was getting it all year. Like, people were just like, man, you're still doing that, you know? By the second year, they're like, oh, you're still doing that? By the third year, they're like, hey, can you teach me how to do that?
Exactly.
You know? And that feels good.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I still have people, like, that was talking crap 5 years ago. They're like, hey, man, I'll do whatever it takes for you to teach me, you know, where how to get to where you are. I'm like, well, it'd been great if you would have started 5 years ago the same time I did.
Yeah. Yeah, we could learn this thing together if you'd have supported and motivated. Yeah. We could both be here right now.
But I'm not one of those people that's like, I don't hold grudges and stuff.
Yeah.
I will help anybody. Like, people reach out to me daily. I have two, three, four people a day message me going, hey, can you teach me wholesaling? And I don't respond to every single person. But most of the time, if I have time, I will sit there, text back and forth, message, call, whatever, and give them as much advice I can in like 15, 20 minutes.
That's awesome, man.
Okay? And it happens all the time. I mean, I had a guy last week, he was talking about, he was doing solar panel sales in Texas. And I was like, hey, you know, while you're doing solar panel sales, are you doing door-to-door sales? He goes, yeah, I'm door knocking on, you know, hundreds of neighborhoods a day almost. I'm like, man, you ought to get into wholesaling while you're a solar panel. He's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, okay, hold on. So I ended up jumping on a call with him, talked for 30 minutes about it. And he's like, oh my God, I'm going to research all I can on this. He goes, and you know, hopefully that changes his life. Like, hopefully while he's door knocking on solars, he'll look for houses that he can wholesale. And, you know, maybe he can double his income from solar sales.
So, you know, you can probably double your income being a mentor and like having classes for wholesaling and stuff like that.
So I did some mentoring years ago. I used to hold 2 meetups a month. One in Hiram, one in Marietta, where I'd teach people how to wholesale and stuff. And it was good. I had a lot of, you know, students that would come bring me deals. So it actually worked out really good for both of us. But I've just gotten where it's a lot of time, you know, and it's just really hard to juggle and balance that life of work, mentoring people, kids, wife, everything, and still have time to have fun every once in a while, which is important to me.
Right.
So I like to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but, quick question, Justin.
Yeah.
I noticed you said when you're flipping the house, you were thinking about what it's going to cost you maybe to do any repairs and everything. So after you pick the house you want, so you cut the deal, then do you have a hard time finding general contractors, or you got some in line already?
So I actually, we have a little bit things a little bit differently in my company. We actually have a full in-house contracting team that we built out. So we pay all of our contractors on salary, and they work for us exclusively. And we try to do at least 5 to 6 houses at a time to keep them as busy as possible. So they just roll from house to house to house, and they never have time to go anywhere else. We keep them so busy that they want to stay working for us.
Right.
That's a blessing for everybody involved, dude. Yeah.
So they got 5 or 6 houses at a time. So they were already, we are here because we got to get this house down here.
Exactly. Yeah, so. This is straight money coming in.
So just to put things in perspective, my business partner and I, right now, just with my company, which he has a couple of other flipping companies, not just with me, but he has other companies that he does flipping houses with. But mine and his together, we have 19 houses right now.
Goodness.
Just me and him. So Chaotic Real Estate Solutions has 19 houses right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Dude, time has got away. I'm going to have you back out another time, but we got 1 minute left. But, dude, let everybody know how they can get in touch. If people want to get in touch with you, they got some houses they want to sell. They know somebody in the neighborhood that's got a house that's vacant that they want to see look better in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
How can they get in touch with you, man? How can they reach out?
Man, the best way is to find me on Facebook or Instagram. Send me a message like that. But if not, they can always call me. 678-792-8901 is my work phone. They can also look me up at chaoticres.com or chaoticrealty.com. But the easiest is always going to be Facebook.
And it's K-A-O-T-I-C. There we go. So Chaotic Real Estate Solutions, guys, reach out to Justin. This man is super humble, amazing guy, a beast in the market. So yeah, if you need a house bought, sold, rehab, this man gonna take care of you. So reach out to him. And remember, guys, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger than failure. Your home for mindset, habits, and motivation for entrepreneurs, athletes, and high achievers. This show is dedicated to helping you overcome fear, failure, and adversity and maximize your true potential. Get the latest tips, strategies, and biohacks to master your mindset, improve your habits, and create unstoppable motivation so you can become the strongest version of yourself. Get ready to crush your goals and improve your personal and professional life on every level. Here's your host, mindset coach, author, and entrepreneur, Danny Cole.